The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's this idea that keeps showing up in my life, and it's been on my mind pretty consistently. Maybe it always has, but it's been more acute as of late, and the idea that you have to earn it every day. That you have to earn it every day. You have to own your relevance. You have to own your strength. We have to own our purpose. We have to own our place. We have to own our respect every day. Own our own respect. And some people probably hear that and absolutely recoil. I think that that sounds like a horrible burden. That sounds like a death sentence. They hear obligation and they think punishment. They hear discipline and they think tyranny. They hear responsibility and they think burden. But the great ones, four of my favorites, Maslow, Sisyphus, Nietzsche, Camus, they all whisper the same message. It's an honor to have to show up. It's an honor to have to bear that cross, bear that burden, carry the water, carry the boats, as Mr. Goggins would say, to do that every day. Maslow said that what one can be, one must be. And that's not a suggestion. It's not a polite nudge. That is a mandate from the soul. And I think that is really my prime directive and the prime directive of a certain kind of human being that believes that. What I can be, I must be. It's arete. What I can be, I must be. And it's not, obviously, it's not everybody. Not everybody feels that way, which is great. Which is fine. It's an interesting thing that and it's the most obvious thing in the world. It is the most obvious thing in the world that we're all different. But it's not, because I always sort of assumed that people thought of things the same way that I did and they felt the same way that I did. Obviously, we had different preferences and different opinions about things. Your favorite sports team is different than mine. Your favorite song is different than mine. You get the idea. You have different types and preferences, but that we all sort of viewed and interacted with the world in a similar way, that people had the same drives and impulses, the same motor that I have. But that's clearly not true. There are clearly people who are the complete polar opposite of me, who are not interested in doing that, who are not interested in exploring or tapping into whatever their potential might be. There's a lot of people whose potential is something that is long, long, long in the rear view, that has been put to pasture, that a hole has been dug, potential has been thrown into that hole, the dirt has been put back over that hole, and grass has grown. Perhaps there's a headstone there. But more often than not, it is an unmarked grave. Sisyphus teaches us that the task never ends. Sisyphus is the gentleman who was condemned by the gods to roll the boulder up the hill every day, only to have it roll back down when he reaches the top, and he must repeat that. So you and I push that boulder every day, and we do it today, we do it tomorrow, and we do it the next day, because that's what it means to be alive. That's the power of full engagement, to be fully engaged in your life. To be in the arena, to be on the floor, on the field, instead of the stands. To be a full-time participant in life and not some casual, passive observer. Why wouldn't you want that? Do you want that? Is this too much? Is it not enough? Nietzsche reminds us that the person who wills their own life, who chooses it, who says yes to it, is the one who becomes strong. Become who you are, he says. Not who your job wants you to be, not who your parents expect, not who your childhood wounds scripted, who you are. Become who you are. And that's just evidence right there that it's not an easy thing. It's not an obvious thing. It's not an automatic thing. That you will not automatically, inherently achieve your potential. It's something that must be strived for, pushed for.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Grind it out. And Camus gave us this gift. We must imagine that Sisyphus is happy. Not because work is easy, but because the work is his. Pushing the boulder up the hill every day is not easy, but it is his cross to bear. It is his work to be done. It is his task to complete. And he embraces that and leans into it. What I'm talking about is not hustle porn. It's not rise and grind. It's way deeper than that. It's saying, I have standards. I chose these standards and I get to live by them. I get to do this. It's not a punishment. That's privilege. What's the alternative? The alternative to earning it every day is numbness. Drift, just drifting through life. It's mediocrity that's been packaged and sold to you and bought as comfort. It's a life where you don't have to try, but you also don't really get to feel. Yuck. There's no aliveness in that. There's no joy in that. There's no you in that. So, let me ask you the question that sits at the center of this entire philosophy. Do you view the daily obligation to show up as a death sentence, or do you view it as a blessing? Do you view the daily obligation to show up as a death sentence or as a blessing? I invite you, I challenge you to sit with that. Because your answer, it's diagnostic. If it feels like a blessing, that's beautiful. You're close to the life you're supposed to be living. You're in that desired alignment that I talk so much about. You're pushing the right boulder. You've chosen your obligations instead of inheriting them. Powerful. What if the opposite is true? What if it feels like a death sentence? That's not failure. It's not failure. That's information. And that is the universe tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, friend, buddy, pal, change is needed. And it's needed now. It's needed quickly. Because here's the truth you already know. Memento mori. Remember, you must die. You're going to die. It's going to happen, unless Elon Musk has anything to say about it. And he very well may, but let's just operate under the assumption that you, like every other human being who's ever walked the face of the earth, will one day die. Time runs one direction. So every day not lived is not neutral, it's gone. And the only tragedy bigger than death is wasting the time before it. So if showing up every day feels like a life sentence, then it's time to craft a life you'd actually want to show up for. A life you'd willingly earn. A life you'd gladly earn. A life you would gratefully earn. A life that you'd happily repeat again and again and again. Your own version of Nietzsche's eternal recurrence. And so the work is simple. It's not easy. The work is simple. Decide what matters. Determine what must be done in service of what matters. Do those things every day. Not because you're being punished, not because somebody's watching, but because it's an honor to carry the weight that strengthens you. Earn it every day, not as penance, but as proof that you, brothers and sisters, are alive. Do your part by doing your best.